About your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter and that happy tune is your step? Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Sometimes men take matters into their own hands.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
I just saw something Peon handed me, and I haven't looked at it before. This is great. The neighbor sign.
Yes. And apparently there are no regulations that make them have to take
it
down.
Well, think about it. What would the regulations be? I mean, there's nothing illegal here. Well, here's what we're talking
and
about.
And I guess it's not considered a, like the F-word or
no.
The...
Hey, here. This the family down in Texas. It was a couple, James and Lisa Price. They have a neighbor that they can't stand. We've talked about this before. Having a neighbor, or if you're in a condo or an apartment, that person upstairs or right next to you, absolutely can't stand them. So they say this neighbor is just the worst. So they put up for sale sign. It says, house for sale by owner because my neighbor is a douchebag.
I don't know if you really want to put that up there because it won't sell. Because then the people.
No, you know what? You're right. Yeah. That's the worst way to sell a house. Who's going to buy that? Your neighbor's a what? We'll take it.
Oh yeah.
No, you're right.
Great.
Holy. We had years ago. We had a house and the neighbor was going to move, so they put it for, and we kept wondering, oh my goodness, who are we going to get? Because that'll ruin your life if you get a horrible, it will, you're a horrible neighbor. So I said, I'm going to kill a couple of squirrels and rats and lay them on the property, and when I see people looking at it, I go, oh man, I thought they cleaned that dioxin up on that yard.
Oh my goodness.
Like it's poisoned or something.
The best, there's a couple minutes in the movie Step Brothers where they do that.
Oh my
goodness,
what a funny movie.
Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly, they don't want their stepbrothers who are 40 and they're still living at their parents' house, and they don't want their parents to sell their house because that means they have to move out and get jobs. So they start doing that, all those weird things to people coming to look at the property.
Oh, I barely remember that.
There was one where they had one of them put makeup on where it looks like he was dead, and they wrap him up in a shower curtain, and the other brother's leaning over him, and they, you know, people come in.
But the guy that was selling the house was the guy, Will Ferrell's brother,
right,
in the movie, and he kept going. Really, guys,
I don't have neighbors like that next door neighbor. We're so far apart. I've got a guy on my right. If you go out of my house, he's been there 6-7 years. I've never even met him. He is my next door. I've never met the guy. I have people right across the street, the end of my driveway. I've never met them either.
I'm not one of those people that goes out of my way to meet everybody around.
No, me neither.
If I happen to meet you, that's fine. But
it would have to. Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm not that. Hey, welcome. We made a pie.
Yeah.
Welcome, neighborhood.
We're part of the welcome wagon.
Yeah, well, that makes a lot of sense now, because when I pulled up and I thought it was you cutting the grass.
Yeah, Dan has met my neighbor, and I still haven't.
Yeah, I met Peon's neighbor. I pulled up and was waving to him, and I was with Sandy, and we're both waving out the window, and she says, doesn't Ian have a beard? I said, yeah. And the guy looked like him, was walking like him. And then all of a sudden the guy turns around and he goes, boom, turns his lawnmower off and starts walking towards the car. The closer he gets, I'm like, I was getting ready to go, what are you doing? And I went, whoa, that's not Peon.
And see, the thing is, if you, there's no guarantee you might have a great neighbor, but there's no guarantee they're going to stay there. If you move somewhere just because you know, well, hey, we know those people. We'll be next door neighbors. If that's your reason, 3 months later, they could go, hey, man, they got transferred. We're leaving. And then you just hold your breath. Look, we could do a whole show on neighbors from hell. I'll give you one. When my mother was alive and my parents lived down in Tennessee, my dad's in San Diego now in a nursing home. But this is about, I guess, 18 years ago. The next door neighbor, they and my parents were both on septic tanks. They hadn't hooked into city plumbing yet. This is a hillbilly. I mean, it's a, honest to goodness, it's a subdivision, a nice subdivision, but they hadn't yet gotten into the city plumbing. So they had septic tanks. The next door neighbor's septic tank backs up. So he gets a pump, an electric pump. And he pumps doo-doo into my dad's yard, backyard. The hose was actually bubbling up, and my dad walked out, and he walked to the back of his property, and this guy had tried to sort of conceal it. He ran it behind some bushes, but it was on my dad's property, and it was like raw doo-doo coming out of the toilet system to eliminate the backed-up whatever.
As they say down there, ain't they at a gain the law?
Yeah, so my dad calls the health department. Health department came out. They give the guy whatever fine or psych. You better get this cleaned up. So now what's funny is when you call in the authorities on a neighbor, even though the neighbor is the bad guy, now you're marked.
You're the jerk.
Oh, yeah.
You become a scumbag.
Now it's on. Yeah, how now it's on, you piece of crap. How dare you call the police or call the health department? Wait a minute. You're the one that pumped your doo-doo into my yard.
Yeah.
All right? So they were miserable because they wouldn't speak. My dad a couple times tried to speak. The other guy wouldn't speak to him. And I go, Daddy, who cares? He's the guy that pumped doo-doo in your yard. Who cares if he doesn't speak back to you? But it makes for an uncomfortable. So my dad says, we're looking into a fence. And I mean like an 8 foot tall.
Privacy fence?
Yes. All the way, the whole side of their along the driveway.
And that makes neighbors mad, too, if somebody puts up a privacy fence.
So I said, well, I said, you're going to do it. We can't afford it. I said, well, and like everything else, I had to jump in. So I bought the fence. And I remember when I drove down there and saw it, it was like, you remember Tim Allen, that guy lived on the other side of the fence?
Well, oh, yeah.
but now when the neighbors, because what happened is we had it put up, and my dad's side is painted white. But the side they're looking at is just the ugly backside. It's just wood. So now the neighbors have to look at this ugly, unpainted fence. Well, too bad. There's nothing they can do about it. And it just continued to be. It was horrible. I mean, I don't. You're rolling the dice. Your chances of getting neighbors that you really like, actually, they're pretty slim. They really are. They're either going to be too friendly. I'd rather have the most unfriendly neighbors than those, and you know the type, hey, buddy, what you grilling? You know, that kind.
Oh, and they always come over.
What are you and the wife doing tonight? We're going to have some people over. No, I'd rather have the guy that never speaks to you. And then nobody bothers anybody. And then the other worst thing is a condo with and somebody's above you. And they're noisy. Oh, my goodness.
Luckily, I've never had to live in an apartment where we've had people above us.
North County, Raintree Apartments, 11011 Molaris Drive. I'm not kidding. I still remember the address. Me, my wife, just two of us, only married for 2 years. It's a lot of young people in the complex. We were on Lilac. And every night, and it wasn't music, it was the bed. And it would go some afternoons, and we find out the gal upstairs is a hooker. And she entertains people, apparently, round the clock. The best part of this story, and I told Dan this, and off the air, Dan, I'll give you the name again. I am walking out of our condo just as the door is opening and coming down from upstairs from her condo because I heard her say, all right, sweetie. And I look up, and it's a guy in the radio business that I know. And he is just coming out of our hooker neighbor, upstairs neighbor's apartment. And, of course, I'll make up the name. Hey, Jimmy!
Yeah.
And you could just tell. It's like he wanted to just hide or get swallowed up. And I go, yeah. And he tried to kind of die. I said, hey, Jimmy, it's me, Frank. How you doing, man? Hey, were you just up in? And he just ran to his car. I still remember the car he drove. He ran to his car. And then, like, 2 weeks later, after I guess he hadn't slept, he calls me. He goes, listen, man, I just want you to know, that's the only time. I said, hey, Jimmy, it's okay. It's all right. No, you get the only. I said, no, I do understand. I do understand. And sure enough, I saw his car there again. I guess he thought I was working or something. So that was the only good thing that came out of her and her business upstairs, was getting to catch somebody I knew coming out of there. Good afternoon and welcome to the October 17th edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. We have a thing called the Burke segment that goes like this. Does anybody have anything to say?
I have one thing.
I do,
right,
too.
This is the father of Archie Geis, a man who told me very recently about Purina Farms. So I took his advice and I went there yesterday and we took my grandson. We have him for 10 days. And we took him there, and it was fantastic. Here he is, Archie's dad, Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
One of the things we've talked about on the show you were a big fan of is already done with.
What?
And that is Daryl Hammond as the Colonel.
No.
Did you hear this?
No.
I just saw this today.
It just got started.
The new Colonel is Norm MacDonald.
Oh, I saw a commercial. Was that Norm MacDonald doing the
first of all,
impersonator
Norm MacDonald
and all this
doesn't
stuff?
Look like the Colonel. The Colonel was stocky like Daryl Hammond.
He's dressed up. I mean, the suit they put on, you know, makes you look bigger. Because I saw a couple of the commercials on online.
What happened?
I don't know if this was set up ahead of time to rotate through people to do the Colonel or... or something happened with Daryl Hammond where they decided to push him out, but...
that's weird.
Yeah, so one of the Norm MacDonald commercials, he's watching the TV with Daryl Hammond as the Colonel. He goes, that's not me. That's an imposter. I'm the real
that's
Colonel.
That's the one I saw.
Actually, that's funny.
So,
that's very funny.
So I like Norm MacDonald. He
maybe they're going to have 10 different colonels.
Maybe this was all... And what a great way for the, you know, to get publicity and keep changing the Colonel, because that's the only way I saw it was online. I didn't see it on TV yet. So,
I saw it on TV. I guess last night I saw it. I didn't understand what was going on.
Well,
now you know.
Yeah. What else?
That was it. That was all I had.
Dan, anything?
Yeah, I have something.
Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thanks so much, Frank. I'm renting a house from a friend of mine and I need to get a lawnmower, and I'm going to give out my email address.
Well, hold on a minute.
What?
Why do you need somebody to email you about how to buy a lawnmower?
No, because I don't want to buy a brand new lawnmower. I just want to buy a used one if anyone has a used lawnmower.
Yard sale, Saturday morning.
Call
Paul and say, hey, I'm looking for a lawnmower. I'm telling you, you'll be stuck.
Did you check Craigslist yet?
I have checked Craigslist, and then I called this one phone number. And it gave me some long, drawn-out thing about the number you have dialed is, and it sounded like, I don't know what it was, but it was weird. But so the number's not in service or whatever, so
I think I have a really nice lawnmower in the basement that hasn't been started for at least 15 years.
Really?
I need to check. You'd have to take it to a small engines place and let them make it run again. Yeah.
Oh.
But,
well, I might
but
be able
the other
to make
thing.
It run again.
I would think that as soon as a good used mower hits the market, it's gone immediately.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what else is in that category. Used refrigerator. You better be the first person that sees it because it's going to be gone in 5 minutes.
Yes.
They go like, boom, instantly. Everybody's looking for a good used refrigerator.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people, we do this, we keep a second refrigerator in the garage because there's never enough room. It's like a garage. Nobody ever has a garage big enough, and nobody ever has a refrigerator big enough, especially if they're more than two people. So you get a second one, you put it in the garage. But, yeah, I'll take a look at this. But the yard sale, I'd go on and say, hey, here's what I'm looking for.
Call Paul Saturday on the yard sale.
Yeah.
But yeah, I need to get the grass cut. Either that or hire somebody to cut it. That's better.
Hire a woman in a bikini, like a really hot woman.
Okay.
Yeah. Has anybody started that company yet?
You know what? Somebody should. I'm serious. The smoking hot lawn service where women cut your grass in bikinis. Why not? It's not against the law. You don't think they would do a big business? And you just, all you have to do is just be a decent lawn
cutter.
We'll
cut your grass while you look at our bodies moving around.
You're going to do some bush here.
Look at our mowers.
No, you were going to try to
do... I was
going to
say the ASS word because that rhymes with grass.
Oh, we cut your grass
while you
look at my... That's a good one. Yeah. That's a good one.
And we already got the slogan for it. So whoever wants to start that company, there you go.
Let's start the company.
And here's the thing. Most anybody could cut grass. You don't have to be a landscaper. Just cut the grass, do a decent job, and trim, weed eater, trim. Shouldn't have said that, probably.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Trim, weed eater, and then you get the blower out and blow all the grass around.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Call us for a great blowing. We'll blow your...
Trim jobs, blow work.
Yeah.
We cover it all.
Trim the bushes.
Yeah, you know what would be funny?
Yeah.
Hedge jobs, lawn jobs, weed jobs, and
blow work.
Yeah, yeah. Perfect.
Yeah, there we go.
We have a new
You've
business.
You've already done all the hard work.
All we need
now is somebody has to do
you ladies want to apply. We've got everything done.
Yep.
We just need the women in bikinis. That's it.
And the equipment. That's
it. You have anything else?
No, that's
all right. Let's close the first segment. Closed. I'm going to, so we don't get too far behind, I'm going to do one first bit of business. Phones are ringing. Let's do this. Dan's going to take your call. Hang on 4 or 5 minutes. I'd love to get to you. Jose comes in after the 4 o'clock news break. We'll have some fun today. I got a feeling it's going to be a good day. In Chesterfield Valley, you've heard me talk about Amini's. It has a copper dome. And outside of that's a building. It's just like any other building. The problem I think they have is there's no signage that could ever begin to tell you what's in there. It says homes, games, and rugs or something. That's not even, that doesn't scratch the surface. Amini's is a hoot to walk through and shop in. And everything in there is the best of the best that's made in its category. In other words, they won't sell any junk. Let me give an example. Patio furniture is the number one item. That's the number one category they sell, but they don't sell any junk. You can buy a complete patio set. I've seen them. A table with an umbrella, 4 chairs, a couple of loungers, the whole thing, $4.99. If that makes it through one season, you'll be lucky. It's crap. It's junk. When you're ready to do the best, you go to Amini's. Another example, shuffleboard table. If you look at their shuffleboard tables, you'll gasp. You go, oh my God, are you kidding me? A shuffleboard table, $6,000. I have had inferior shuffleboard. I like shuffleboard. There is no comparison. None. It's like buying a pool table for $400. And the reason it's $400 is that the top's not slate. It's not a slate table. You don't want that because it's not going to be even. It's never going to be really level. It's going to warp and change and move and shift. And if you like to put your billiard ball down on the table, let go and watch it roll by itself, then fine. But most people who shoot pool don't want to do that. They have pool tables. They have good pool tables, slate, starting at about $1,000. Rugs, we're in an era now that for whatever reason, tile, hardwood floors are a big deal. Carpeting is out. Area rugs are in. I challenge you to find a better, bigger, more beautiful selection of area rugs than you will at Amini's, both handmade and machine-made, from a few $100 to tens of thousands of dollars. But all quality, no junk. Pinball machines, arcade machines. Dan, I can hear you through the glass and through the headphones. He's a loud talker.
He is.
He's just a loud talker. Amini's, no junk. No junk. A lot of variety and an unusual collection, if you will, of merchandise that you're not going to find in any other store. You'll like it. You'll like it a lot. And take your kids to Amini's because they don't mind at all. In fact, they want your kids to have fun, play some arcade games, pinball games, while you look at things that will bore your kids. Kids don't care about patio furniture. They don't want to look at home theater furniture or lighting up in the Jaffe lighting collection upstairs. You like this place a lot, and if you've never been in, please go. If you want to just look, fine. Just look. Please just tell them you're AM and the PM. Aminis, A-M-I-N-I-S, aminis.com.
Meet me.
Let's check traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Boy, it's really a mess in the South County area. You've got this accident on southbound 55, and it's shut down between Lindbergh and Highway 255. Traffic is jammed on southbound 250 or southbound 55 from about Rivas Barracks. Also eastbound 255, that's closed at Highway 55 because of this crash. We also have southbound people are bailing out. So Lindbergh between Highway 55 and Lime Ferry is jammed up. Southbound Lime Ferry, you're going to find some slow to stop and go pockets from Lindbergh all the way down through Butler Hill, where people are trying to get back on Highway 55 there. Now we have another little slowdown on westbound Highway 44, and that goes from Guyer Road ramping on to southbound 270. And this traffic report is brought to you by Kohl's. Don't miss Kohl's biggest Gold Star clearance event. It's going on now. Save an extra 20% off all clearance, already reduced. But hurry, Kohl's clearance event ends soon. Valid in-store only. See store for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Cancer. We need a cure. That's why the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer and the Big 550 KTRS are teaming up to help fight cancer with the Nestle Purina Radiothon this Thursday. Every $100 donation will receive four tickets to a Cardinals game or four Blues preseason game tickets. All day long, other exceptional items will be auctioned off. Help the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer, a nonprofit organization, raise funds to find a cure and help treat cancer victims and their families. For more, go to KTRS.com to donate and check out all the fabulous auction packages you can bid on. The Nestle Purina Radiothon to support the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer is brought to you in part by PSC Metals, American Eagle Credit Union, and the Big 550 KTRS.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in St. Louis? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the St. Louis area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. St. Louis is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-339-3884. Seating is extremely limited. Call right now because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. That's 1-800-339-3884. That's 1-800-339-3884.
Homes are selling very quickly in today's St. Louis market. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group is here. How should sellers prepare their home to get the highest price?
Aligning with us, they'll receive the highest online exposure to attract the most buyers. And our 18 years of experience sets us apart when negotiating in a hot seller's market.
What makes the buying or selling experience different with your group?
We have one of the highest selling real estate groups with a team of specialists dedicated to a client's individual needs, such as staging and design, marketing, and buyer specialist.
Great.
Our team meets with clients to help stage and strategize to ensure your home appeals to a wide variety of buyers. We even pre-market your home.
Okay, so how do you use technology to help the seller?
We can communicate directly with our clients through iPad minis that are preloaded with various apps, giving them the most up-to-date information right at their fingertips.
That's Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group and co-owner of Keller Williams Realty West. She's a real estate expert on Channel 5, and she's with us weekly on KTRS. She's online at KathyHelbigGroup.com. Or 314-276-SOLD.
There are two types of water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
Mom, I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Whoa, hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher?
This is not a good time to turn on the dishwasher.
Rinnai's tankless water heaters, on the other hand, work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Rinnai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water whenever you need it, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Plus, they feature a space-saving design and ultra-efficient performance for monthly energy savings. So enjoy hot water that's always ready when you are.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher?
Go for it.
And never discourage your children from washing dishes again. Rinnai tankless water heaters.
the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Rinnai's industry-leading products at www.rinnai.us. That's RINNAI.US.
Quelan Security is a leading provider of customized professional security services. And the employer of choice in the security industry is hosting a job fair Wednesday, August 19th from 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. at 1699 South Hanley Road. Interviews will be conducted on the spot for qualified candidates. Quelan Security offers competitive compensation, training and development programs, flexible hours, and comprehensive insurance packages. Go to greatsecurityofficers.com to find out more or call 314-644-1974.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support.
August 17th, so 2 days ago, August 15th, every time that rolls around, I kind of get the chills. That was the day I interviewed Elvis Presley. It was the day before he died. Did I ever tell you that?
No.
I don't talk about it because it's hard to talk about.
Well, you interviewed Elvis?
And
you interviewed
Marlon Brando the day before he died. Yeah.
Wow.
That's why we have a hard time getting celebrity interviews. They've all heard your track record.
Yes, and they think I'm not going to let him interview me because I'll die the next day, and I'll play you just a little bit of it. It's chilling. It's self-explanatory. I had just said, Elvis, you look pale. You look, for lack of a better word, sick. And here's what he said. Well, I'm feeling very good, man. Us will feel good today.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. I remember it like it was yesterday.
That was a sign of things to come.
Yeah. If only I'd known. America saved his life.
Man.
A lot of people were on hold. All the phones were all lit up and they're on hold. Sure, we'll hold. And then you all bailed. You all went away. And I don't blame you. I wouldn't have waited 4 or 5 minutes either. If you want to jump back in, we're here. I'll take 1 minute to do this business, and then it's right to the phones, I promise, after a minute. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. I told you Schaefer Auto Body now has 9 locations. In about, I'm going to say, 3 to 5 weeks, I should be able to tell you that they have 10 locations. The 9th one is in Maplewood on Hanley, just south of Manchester. In Maplewood on Hanley, just south of Manchester. That will be serving you folks in the Clayton area, because the Webster Kirkwood people tend to go to the Webster Groves location. There's a Schaefer for everybody. And even if there weren't, if you were 100 miles from the nearest Schaefer Auto Body, if you're smart, you'd go there anyway. Because how often are you in the body shop? Now, if you say every couple of months, you need driving lessons or defensive driving lessons or something, because there's something wrong. The average person's in the body shop with a vehicle every 7 years. So let's say you're even in every 4 years. Worth it to go to Schaefer no matter where they are, but the good news is they're everywhere. 9 locations, soon to be 10. There's a C in it, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. And please remember that when you have an accident, you have every right, it is your right, to tell the insurance company where you want the work to be done. And the truth is they want it to be done right, too, because most of it is their check that's being written. Yours is just the deductible. They pay the rest, and they're not going to want to do it twice. So everybody will be happy when it's done right, and it will. That's the only way they know how to do it. Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, Schaefer Auto Body Centers. Holding for a long, long time is Chris. Chris, you're the most patient. You're more patient than I am. Thank you. How are you?
Wow, I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you very much, Chris. What's going on?
Frank, have you ever looked at a medicine bottle, like aspirin or Tylenol? They always had the warning labels on them.
Sure.
You know, in fine print. Well, I think you might need to put a warning label on retelling a Frank Opinion joke.
Okay, why?
I went to, I have a farm in northern Missouri. I went to a farm co-op store, and I told the cannibal joke last Thursday.
About we'll go home and eat your mom?
Oh, funny joke.
Yeah.
You could have heard a pin drop in the place, and they almost threw me out of the place for telling the joke.
They didn't like it?
They didn't. I don't know if they thought it was horrible.
Well, maybe it was your delivery.
Well, my delivery's pretty good. I'm pretty good at telling a joke. I'm not as good as Frank Opinion.
Well, tell me the cannibal joke. Maybe we can find out why they didn't laugh and almost threw you out.
Okay, there's a cannibal, and he hasn't had anything to eat for a few weeks, and he's getting a little hungry, so he takes his young son out, and they go looking for some food, and kind of sweep the palm leaves aside, and the son says, Dad, look at this. Look at this over here. And then they look through, and they see this beautiful woman taking a shower right there in the waterfalls. And the son says, Dad, there's dinner. Father says, Son, no. He said, we're going to go over there. We're going to talk to her. We're going to ask her if she can cook and clean and make a nice house. And she says, yes. Hell, we'll take her home, and we'll eat your mom.
Well, that wasn't bad.
No, it wasn't.
Mine's about three times as long, right, yeah. But it wasn't bad. Who are these losers that didn't laugh at this?
Well, they didn't laugh, and what was even funnier is I said, I couldn't be that bad. I heard it on the radio. And they said, you heard that on the radio?
Oh, heaven forbid.
Oh, they're snobs then.
Oh, yeah. Where was this place? What store was
this? This is a co-op in Paris, Missouri.
Wow.
Wow, they're pretty.
That's why
they're wound pretty tight in Paris, Missouri.
Yeah.
Well, then here they were probably offended by woman taking a shower, so there's nudity in it.
Right. Yes, I'm wondering this.
Eat your mother was probably very offensive.
Oh, yeah.
Then that's worse than incest. That's eating a family member. Cannibalism is probably disgusting to them. Yeah, I think all the way around. I can see where
probably,
people
next,
in Paris, Missouri.
Next time you go in there, you need to tell them the. Looks bad, feels great.
Oh, that'll
joke.
Get them. Yeah, that'll get them. They'll really throw you out
I
if you tell
I'll
that joke.
I think I'll pass on that one.
Yeah, oh, no, take your time. Really let it soak in and let them feel the burn. Yeah.
Guys, have a good one.
Thank you, Chris.
Take care.
I hate it when people go out and arm themselves with our material, thinking this will slay them.
Then hear crickets.
And then they practically get thrown out for telling. And he didn't do a bad job telling you. You don't need those people.
You gotta know your audience, though. That's
and by the way, it's a good test. If you tell them one of our jokes and they don't even laugh, screw them. You don't even need. You don't want to know them. Mm-hmm. Take your business elsewhere. Those people, they're not.
They have no sense of humor.
No, thank you. They're not. They're not our kind.
No,
put that way. John, how are you?
Yeah, I'm AM PM.
Thank you, John. Hallelujah. How can we help you?
Well, I thought Dan had a good girlfriend. She should be the one that's cutting his grass.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Well,
yeah.
He's not. No. He's not far enough along in the relationship. You don't have her cut the grass till you marry her.
Oh, all right.
Then you lay the duties on her. Then you lay down the law.
Lay the duties on her. What kind of stuff are they into?
That's the way you do it, Dan.
No. You once you're married, then you tell them. Here's what those vows you took really meant. Honor, obey. That means you're going to cut the grass. That's when you hit him with that.
Yeah,
he's
still in the phase where you're pretending to
He's in the fraudulent phase.
Be someone else.
Yeah, where you're pretending to just kind of care about them and that you're not going to use them as servants. Yeah.
I thought she might think, you know, hey, I can cut your grass. See a good wife I could be?
No, that doesn't usually work that way.
He'll
get it right. We'll keep you posted. If he gets to the engagement stage and even married, I guarantee you she'll be out there cutting the grass while he's sipping on a pina colada.
Yeah. All righty.
All right?
Okay.
All right, John. John wanted to make sure that Dan's girlfriend understands the roles. you know.
Right.
Men and women. We have another John. It's a John Twinspin. Hello, John. How are you?
Doing well. And yourselves?
I'm having a pretty good day. How can we help you?
I'm in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I've got a couple items for the I don't get it subject.
Well, let's have them, because we probably don't get it either.
Okay. This weekend, Glasgow, Scotland, they're going to have the Free Pride Glasgow Festival.
The what? The Gay Pride?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they put out a little notification, and let me read you a couple of sentences. It says, organizers behind the Free Pride Glasgow say that the new festival will carry a theme of protest against issues which affect the LGBT community, such as the treatment of asylum seekers and trans rights. However,
well, hold on. It's the treatment of the what? The what seekers?
Asylum.
Asylum seekers?
Yes.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either.
And the, what was the second part? And the what?
Trans rights.
Trans
rights? Trans rights. Like the rights
oh,
of
the rights
the trans
of the trans community.
People, yes.
This asylum is the one that baffles me. However, the event...
And there's always a however.
The event has also taken the decision not to have drag acts performing, as organizers feel it may make some transgender people attending the event feel uncomfortable.
What?
Make them feel uncomfortable?
Exactly. I thought they were the first trans people out there.
I did, too. I don't think transgender people are uncomfortable around drag queens. I think it's straight guys that are.
So that's the first one. And the next one was, Mike told you that Caitlyn Jenner was dancing with his girlfriend, Candace Kane.
I do remember hearing that, yes.
So I Googled Candy Kane.
Mm-hmm.
And this chick was born a dude as well.
Right. Yeah, we did know that. It's an odd pairing.
I thought he was whatever he is, and he liked women.
Well, this is what makes this so complicated. Bruce Jenner said in the interview that he does
still
like,
attracted to women.
Like women, yet he is dancing with a guy who dresses like a guy. I'm getting a headache thinking about it. He's dancing with a guy who looks like a girl, so he's not going to be having any sort of sexual thing with him slash her because his attraction is still to vaginas.
Did this girl have or whatever?
I think she still got her man parts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it gets very complicated. Yeah. John, don't even try to figure it out because you'll get a really, really bad headache.
I should have called you first before I started thinking about it.
I just don't even think about it. I just sort of go, okay, whatever, and move on.
All right.
Thank you, John.
You bet. Bye.
Yeah. Yeah, don't ever try to figure. So, what is the asylum seekers? We're going
to
have to Google this one. That's a new one. Let me talk to Mary. Hello, Mary. How are you?
Hey, Frank. How are you guys in the gang doing?
Let me check. How are we doing?
Good.
Oh, pretty good.
Pretty good, Mary.
Hey, I was up there Saturday with the grandkids, and we had a nice time.
Well, good. Did you get plenty to eat? Because I know they went through 1,200 slices of pizza and about 600 hamburgers and hot dogs, so I'm assuming part of that was you eating, I hope.
Yes, I did. The pizza, hot dog, hamburger, and water, and one soda. They kind of ran out of soda.
Yeah, they did. They ran out. I think they were a little overwhelmed there. Did you hear Dan's band? Weren't they pretty good, weren't they?
Yeah, you know what? I was real surprised. That really surprised me. And, you know, Dan, I wouldn't mind coming out and listening to you someplace else.
Well, how about that?
Thanks, Mary.
Another customer.
Another group. Yeah, day, another follower.
It was very good. And you know what I liked about it? It was a mixture of music, and it was, you know, more on that. Well, I liked the Michael Jackson one when you did the Michael.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I liked the arrangements, you know, and your singer, you know, kind of going out into the audience and stuff. It was very, very pleasant.
Yeah. Oh, good. Well,
we're glad you liked it, Mary.
Well, thanks, Mary.
And thank you for coming.
The only bad thing is I didn't win anything.
Well, neither did most people.
But I did get to talk to your wife. I did meet your grandson. Yeah. And I did talk to Johnny.
No, Johnny Landolf himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
And I got my picture taken with you.
Ooh.
You did a lot. Even imagine how excited you must have been.
Well, you know, and I posted it on Facebook, and you'd be surprised. I had like three people say to me, is he still on the air?
That does not surprise me at all.
Yeah, and so I said, yeah, he's on 558.
Now, most people don't know we exist.
That was our management.
Yeah, that was our boss probably said that.
Yeah,
is he still working for me? Mary, thank you for coming out in the heat because we really appreciated it.
Yeah, we had a lovely time.
All right, good. Thank you. Bye-bye. Nice little feedback on the Saturday thing. I got a couple of minutes. Let me talk to Mike. Mike, how are you? Mike?
AM and the PM.
Thank you, Mike. What's going on?
We were up there also Saturday, Frank. We were talking cars. I got the Porsche, and we were...
Yeah.
You challenged me to a drag race?
Well, I did. I guess I did.
Sort of did.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, you're hitting on my wife, too.
Anyway.
Of course I was.
Whoa.
She was good looking.
No.
I'm a normal heterosexual male in a shaky marriage.
Yeah. This is true. Hey, I was calling to ask you if someone you know fairly well was able to meet up with you. He was looking for you when we were up there.
I have no idea what we're talking about here.
Mr. Goodman.
Mr. Goodman.
Yes, John Goodman.
John?
Was he there?
Yes. We were getting ready to leave, and my wife saw this gentleman, walked up to him and said, excuse me, are you John Goodman? And he said, well, yes, I am, and I'm looking for my good friend, Frank Opinion.
I had no idea he was there.
I didn't either.
Yeah, he was there. I tell you, the guy, he looks great. He's lost a lot of weight. You may know that.
He has lost a lot of weight.
You know what? He actually, this sounds, I hate to say it this way, but he could have found me if he was, he actually, unless he didn't save it, he's got my cell phone number. I'd love to have just said hi to him.
He was coming down the hill there, the ramp from where you were, and I think it might have been at a time when you were maybe getting out of the sun or something. I don't know. But anyway, he was quite gracious.
Anyway.
Oh. Sorry. We didn't want to bug him, but I said hello and said I enjoyed his work and all that. But, yeah, I didn't recognize him. His hair's different, his weight loss, but...
No, I had no idea he was there.
Yeah, he was going, I guess, under the radar because he was driving a black Ford Focus.
Not a good idea at Lawndorf Place. Not a good idea. Yeah, no, I bet he did want to be under the radar.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm sorry but, I missed him. Nobody else told me that.
Yeah, well, he was. I don't think he was there too long. We just kind of got lucky and spotted him. But I know he kind of likes to go incognito from what I've read about.
He's a really good, big listener.
Anyway.
He listens out there in California, New Orleans, where he lives. And when he's in town, he's called a couple of times. From what I understand, he's a very loyal. He loves the show. So I'm sorry I missed him. Right,
yeah,
thank you for coming out in the heat. We appreciate it.
It was good. I powered down a couple of brats, so we made good use of it.
Good for you. Thank you, Mike.
Okay. Thanks, Frank.
Yeah, it was pretty toasty on
the
asphalt.
Yes,
I'm telling you, those things at Forest Park, those big fans that blow cold. We got to find out who
sells
those
misters. Yeah, the zoo. Cool. The zoo has like 12 of them.
And kids love, not just kids, I love to run in front of those.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think they're refrigerated, but the water is still cold.
Right.
It feels just cold. I guess it's because it's
the
compressed.
Wind, yeah.
Yeah. All right, we got to do a little business here, but we'd love to talk to you again later after Jose. Jose comes in right after the 4 o'clock news, so if you have questions about a camera, a phone, a laptop, a tablet, a PC, TV, something that you own that's not doing what it should do or something you're thinking about buying and you're confused, this is the guy, Jose. He'll be up right after the 4 o'clock news break. American Equity Mortgage. 23 years, hang on, May, June, July, 23 years and 4 months. That's how long they've been in business. You know how long they've been with this show? 23 years, how about that? Since the beginning, since the first year. And we can't thank them enough. We can't thank them enough, but you can. And the way you do that is that you give them a shot at your mortgage business when you go to buy your next house. Or if you're a homeowner, and you need to refinance, or you need a second mortgage, or you want to pay off some bad debt like credit card debt that's called debt consolidation, we would appreciate it if you talked to them about this because they've done it for a long time. They work fast, and they will work real hard to get you the best rate that anybody can get you, depending, of course, on your credit rating. But whatever it is, they'll work really hard to get you the best rate they can. And a home equity loan is always a good idea. Again, because you have equity in your house, you are at an advantage. You have an advantage some people don't. Equity is worth a lot when you go to borrow money, and a home equity loan is simply a smart way to borrow money for something that comes up that you need and you need to pay for it, and you don't want to take out some loan at 7, 8, 9%. You don't have to, not as a homeowner. They'll tell you how all this works when you give them a call. And to do that, you know the number, 314-878-9999, or you can go online at AmericanEquity.com.
Let's get a quick check on traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
It's kind of a mess out there, Dan. They still have southbound 55 at 255 shut down, and you had a pretty good backup. They went back to at least Rebus Barracks. Now we have an accident on southbound 270 just before Olive. The left lane is blocked, and it looks like that jam up goes to about Page. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. Staples has what you need to get 110% ready for back to school with low prices on the less list items all season long. Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Tigers play here on KTRS. In just 3 weeks, Mizzou kicks off the 2015 season.
I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers. Mizzou kicks off the 2015 season, eyeing a third straight SEC East championship. And plenty more of plays like this.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house!
And more of these.
Touchdown, Missouri!
Catch every second of every game on the Big 550 KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
Gorgeous! Oh, you are the most beautiful bride I've ever photographed.
Oh!
Yes, I am witnessing a fairy tale unfold.
Oh, I don't want this day to end.
Okay, work the veil. Uh-huh. Okay, now sniff the bouquet.
Oh, okay.
Join my rewards program.
Wait, what?
Well, for your next wedding.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobil, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Direct Energy. There's Plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee can, and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
Take your fantasy draft to Buffalo Wild Wings. Wall-to-wall TVs, great food, and excellent drinks. Only at B-Dubs. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.